Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Blessed in my heart the wonderful King that shall all try. For him with Elijah anointing. John chapter, is it Matthew chapter 11? Say so. Hallelujah. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why did he need to send John the Baptist? Because they had the false doctrine had taken over Israel, they were not in position to receive him. If they were following what was written by the prophets, they would have known that he came exactly as was prophesied of him. But they had gone so much into error, they had no time. So God had to call their attention by a ministry with Elijah anointing. The second coming of the Lord again, before he will come, he cannot come and meet a disjointed church with different denominations. This one stand this way, this one stand this way. That is why there is a restoration ministry. It is in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Behold, I send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. 7 church ages, he sent his messenger to every age to get a bride for himself. And now we are in the 7 church age. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the 7th angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. Let's serve in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's serve in the name of the Lord. Umbadinuju has not seen the prophets. William Branham. But it is not the man William Branham. It is the spirit of restoration. If it is the same spirit, it is a spirit crying against the confusion that is going on in Christianity. Hallelujah. And this is the time for restoration. And that's why the Pentecostals caught that song in the spirit. They caught that anointing in the spirit. Lord, send another Elijah to bring your power down. Send down. Here, more than that. More than that. Her sister had to come and say, she's confused about the foolish virgin and the wise virgin. She's confused. And I was explaining to her in my office this evening, why were they foolish? I think Pastor Thomas, you preach a message. What's the title? You preached it. There was a message. It's in our tape stand.
Why the foolish virgin are foolish?
Why they were foolish? Why the foolish virgin? See, they were virgins. That is sincere Christians. Holiness believing Christians. But they carried their lamp and did not carry oil with it. That is what made them foolish. Because of what use is your lamp if there is no oil? And the lamp is the word, the Bible. And the oil is the spirit that giveth revelation. What is the use of this Bible when you have no revelation of what it is saying? You are foolish, though you are living a holy life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And why were this other group wise? They carried their lamp and they had enough revelation, enough oil. Hallelujah. And the bridegroom came and they went. Then the foolish ones suddenly discover. They don't go. Why? Then they're busy trying to go and look for their own oil. You can never get it because, hallelujah, the door for salvation is close. And yet, hallelujah, hallelujah, and yet, they were sincere. And some, they are coming to this church, but they are still living anyhow life, despite all they have been hearing. When the saints shall march to heaven, in Jesus as the leader, somebody. Oh,
Oh,
Let me hear the trumpet. You, so we will explain whatever confusion we have left behind. Amen. It's very easy to deliver somebody from marine spirit. Very easy to deliver somebody from ancestral spirit. But very difficult to deliver people from religious spirit. Telling you. So it's not easy. Praise God. Because which title do I bear? Ordinary pastor, Brother Moses. Now talking to how many branches do you have, sir? Coming to correct somebody big name like that? Praise the Lord. Though there are some, anything, anybody talk. Amen. What do they talk for this church? No. Anyone where they talk, now go do. Amen. You know, as far as it's concerned, you they go to church, the Christian, you don't baptize, all this one at the talk, now na sabi. Me na Jesus, man be my God. So anyone at the talk, now na sabi. To do this kind of deliverance, you think it's easy? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, study. You have to study. He didn't say read. To read is different from study. Amen. May God grant us understanding of His word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Has somebody in the Jew offended anybody today? You know, not be me talking. Has he offended anybody here today? At least, you don't have anything against me. I didn't preach today. Did I preach today? I didn't preach today now. Somebody in the Jew that preached to us today. Praise the Lord. Nothing like Trinity. It's nothing like that. Nothing like that. Amen. Let nobody tell you that you are body, soul, and spirit. That is how God is too. Your body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Oh yeah. Come and show me the spirit now. Show me the body. Show me the soul. You see, your body, soul, and spirit, the three are one. You are one. That is how God is. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, together, one. So, God removed the Son to go, then come by, you know, they are one. It is a heavenly mathematics. One plus one plus one is equals to one. Mathematician. Praise the Lord. It's not mathematics, it's revelation. Praise God. It's revelation. See why they want to demolish this church? I thank God that it happened in the time of a Muslim governor. If they send now one Christian governor, wallahi, the drivers come up for here. This one will not be a member of Christian Association of Nigeria. Hey. Well, they will have gone there. Drive all of them, come on, you false people. But God put a Muslim there. Hey. And they came in the time of a Muslim. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That's the truth. You see? They wanted to drive me away from the prison, Koyi prison, where Lagos prisons, where we are going to minister. They wrote one petition from Pentecostal Fellowship. Prison chaplaincy. Wrote it to the Lagos State Controller of Prisons, their headquarters. And they invited us. There's a letter here that they say you people are preaching confusion in the prison and that you should not be allowed to enter the prison. They have a letter here. And then they invited all of us plus some other Pentecostal people when they go to prison for Lagos for a meeting. Who is this group? They said na me. I can't look. I can't see. Say the controller and a Muslim. I said, oh God, I thank you. So during the meeting, I said, sir, they are saying that I am preaching heresy. And I'm preaching confusion because what I preach is different from what they preach. Then the man said, what is it you are preaching that they are not preaching? I said, they say God is three. Me, I say God is one. And the Muslim man said, yes, now, God is one. They say, control, you will not understand. This is about Christianity. He said, no, this is about God. It's not one God we are serving. How can you people say God is three? He said, look, you people go, okay, everybody go and talk your own and go. He said, he agree with this man. God is one, not three. And so meeting ends. Imagine, say, now redeemed man be that controller. That, now, they for not even call me that letter for you see. So don't go near any prison again. See? Praise the Lord. That is the only difference. So that's the only reason all of them against us that we say there's nothing like Trinity and that baptism is in the name of Jesus. And when we enter the prison, the prisoners are studying. When we preach that, they agree. Then when these Trinitarians come, they fight them. When they bring their women pastors, prisoners will be fighting them. Then they decided to come together. Now these people, they cause this confusion. No, we will not let them come in here. But God is one. He is not three. Three offices of one God. The Father, in the Son, and in the believer. The same God. Can we clap our hands for that revelation?